I know that we're supposed to have started the meeting as the reconvene at 12 o'clock, but because of the nature of the amendments that we're doing in the draft, a report, members wanted to be very clear, consulting with the rules of parliament and looking at the constitution, the powers and immunities of parliament. So that has sort of caused the delay that we have. Therefore, members, because, you know, the approach in which we took into this matter, it was through the invitation. We have not at any point opted for the option of summoning people to appear before the committee. It was obvious, if you look at the situation that we're dealing with, if members would have summoned the Director General to appear before the committee, it would have been very different, because it goes failing to produce evidence before the committee, it goes with a very serious charge, in fact, that you can be sentenced to prison for a particular period of time. So we don't take that route. The route that we took was the most polite route that we believe that it needs to be resolved somehow. Therefore, during the break, I will propose that we hear from members as we are looking into amendments. We have said that they may be groups, may be caucuses, how you have looked at them and which areas that you are proposing change, and then members can then start to do that. At the end of the proposals and amendments, we will then have to adopt the report as a true reflection of the committee report that will then have to go to the session. Obviously, currently we are guided by Rule 136 of the... National Assembly rules, 37. If any information charges or and a member of the assembly came before the committee may not proceed upon the information but must report to the speaker without delay. Therefore, you know, the whole process that we thought that these issues were issues that were going to be clarified, especially after we have called the Director General to appear before the committee to provide evidence and all of that, it was clear that there was nothing. Therefore, we'll use this rule in fact just to refer the matter to the speaker for the speaker to be able to deal with that. But let us get the amendments that were made. These were what the committee resolved. To resolve that, we'll take the matter up to the Speaker of Parliament. I was saying that we're guided by that rule 36. Therefore, can I then give opportunity to members and hear the amendment? How they meant? You can lead anyone. Can start. This side who's going to be doing the. Jukman, can you lead us? If there's any? Yes, can you lead us on the document before the ANC, either the ANC amendments? But currently, as it stands, what is the final proposal that we have without going to speaking on the other document? Because it may be quite a number of issues that we have identified. Can we look at what we have proposed? Because we have made copies available.
Maybe just in brief, I mean, the study group and I think the other parties also look at the document. We tried to improve the grammar and also some of the paragraphs that was not, I think, talking to the. To the different headings, there was also some changes in the headings, and also putting the let's say the version as put at that specific meeting by the department and by the committee, and then just in short to make it the conclusion of the committee is then to refer the matter to the Speaker of the National Assembly for further action, and the conclusion that we want to propose and also get the support of the other parties. Is that the unsubstantiated allegations of the DG with regard to the above-mentioned matters jeopardizes the relationship of trust between the Portfolio Committee and the Department of Home Affairs. And we also indicate that the current breakdown in the relationship is the result of the actions of the DG, and that makes it impossible for the Portfolio Committee to fulfill its constitutional obligations to ensure accountability and oversight over the Department of Home Affairs. and that's why the referral is then to the speaker.
Chairperson, thank you very much indeed. If I could respond on behalf of my party, we would certainly support the report, Chairperson. It's with a heavy heart that we do so, because when the new Director General was appointed, we saw some very good things happening for this department. It's largely a department in severe disarray, as you know. There are many problems in Home Affairs, and we need to tackle those problems. And the fact that we now have a situation where it appears the Director General and the Portfolio Committee are not meeting and not talking is grounds for serious concern. The public needs Home Affairs to do its work. We need to do our work in this committee. We cannot do that work while the situation continues. Chairperson, I must also indicate that on behalf of the DA, we're very concerned to learn about possible allegations of things going wrong with the allegation of tenders, perhaps with the Who Am I project, the Who Am I online project. We're talking about some many billions of rand, and I would like to propose in addition, Chairperson, that this committee take steps to have that particular matter looked at. There may be others as well, but we need to rescue the situation. We need to make sure that Home Affairs gets back on track as quickly as possible, that its turnaround project continues, and that the work at the counters of Home Affairs offices across the country, where they are not delivering in many instances, takes place. And we can only do that, sir, with your input, with this committee's input, and with the minister and with the director general who are doing their job. So we would support this report, and let's all work towards making sure that the situation changes as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As we stated this morning, we support this report. It's absolutely necessary that it goes to the speaker, and we have to await results.
All right, no. Thank you very much, members. I think we have. Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Chair. I do think that on speaking to people who were on the Germany trip, I think that it should be really explained to the DG that it was not to go and look at smart cards, but it was to look at e-passports and I believe e-identity. So I think that we should really make something of that, where he got his information from. We should really put him on the straight track.
I think we have many times we have really on record in our statements, in our commitment, we have demonstrated our position regarding these issues. And therefore, I would want, without waste of time, really take up the matter now, refer the matter to the Speaker's office, which obviously will go to Parliament, whatever that the Speaker will feel. We'll provide all the necessary supporting documentation. The letters that we receive, the letters that they've been writing, and almost every single legal information that will go with this matter to the copies of the newspapers that were confirmed by the Director General made available to the Speaker for the Speaker to look at those issues and all of that. And therefore, on behalf of the committee, we want to say that we quite satisfied that clearly the issues as were raised by the Director General against members of the committee, nothing has been substantiated, and therefore not even a proof that members are colluding. Therefore, we believe on our side members of the committee are quite satisfied and clear. Therefore, we'll now refer the matter to the minister, to the speaker, and then we'll proceed with our work. Now, next week, as we have said, that the committee will meet, we're supposed to meet on the budget process. Now, no, look, that space now is going to be taken by the minister's meeting on the issue of the provincial managers, which again, we did not deal with it in the report, but again, we'll deal with that when the minister explained the reason why provincial managers did not appear before the committee. So it's another loss of time, means that we'll not be able to deal with the budget, and it has implication, because we may find a situation where the committee will not be in a position to have dealt with the budget process in time and all of that. So it's not going to be much of the fault of the committee. Thank you very much, members, and lunch is being arranged next door. We can go and have lunch, and then all the necessary issues will be done. The meeting, tomorrow's meeting is obviously cancelled because of, we scheduled 2 days to engage with provincial managers, and it's clear that, it's cancelled. Thank you.